Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Moderator ID accepted.
Hey everyone, it's Phyllis here. I'm just waiting for someone to type in that they can see me. Hear me. What am I on webcam? Hi Linda from Auckland. Perfect timing, she says, for this topic as I've hit a bit of a plateau. It's awesome that you're on tonight. Hi Karen, how are you? Alrighty, so hopefully it looks like people are hearing me. So I'm just going to grab my notes. I won't be a sec. So lightening up. I think actually it was interesting. Hayley and I just had a quick chat just before I got on the call. And one of the things that she said that she has noticed also is that, you know, people who are enthusiastic and engaged are the people who are getting the most success. And I think that's true about a lot of things. But, you know, when you enjoy yourself, when you're having fun, when you have a better frame of mind, a better attitude, things are a lot easier and it's easier to, as I say, look after something that you love. So the other part of that is actually lightening up, and we might need to look at lightening up in other areas of our lives in order to actually create the space or the opportunity to be able to look after ourselves in the way that we want to. So I'm going to jump all over the place tonight with little bits and pieces. Hi, Wendy. How are you? A few Auckland people on tonight. Hi, Catherine. It's good to be back and listening. Going to have to sit down and look at my folder. I've got stuff, use it or lose it. So true. So, Catherine, you're obviously doing the final re-challenge. It's awesome. Hi, Johnny and Julie. Great to see you on. Alrighty, so just another refresh. So, yeah, I'm going to jump all over the place tonight and just give you some ideas about things about lightening up. Lightening up, I think in 2012 and certainly over the last few years, for myself, the older you get, the quicker life goes, the heavier things get when you have a lot on your plate. So if you can look at areas that you can lighten up and let go of some things, it actually contributes to, you know, like I say, creating the space. I'm just going to see what this class is about. Okay. So Hayley's just letting me know there's a number of people finishing on their challenge tonight, and we've had some great weight losses. So she's going to Skype those through to me. Can only read out if people have agreed to your names, but I can read their amounts out. Alrighty, so one of the things about lightening up, it might be that, you know, going through your cupboards and actually having a look what needs to be chucked out. We hang on to things because we find that it's wasteful, and if you really can't bear to throw, you know, packets or boxes away, package them up and drop them down to your local Sally Army or whoever it is that you want to donate to. There's always somebody who will take that. So that way you're not feeling like you're actually throwing it out. Hold on, sorry about this. I'll just tell Hayley. Okay. Alrighty, so Tracy, I'm not sure if you're on the call, but Tracy has lost 12.3 kilos, so that is awesome. Great loss there. I'll just ask Hayley to send more than one goal for me, otherwise they keep interrupting me. So, so think about lightening up and in terms of what can you do. So, you know, it might be that you do need to go through your cupboards, get rid of things, gift things away, give them to family members, whatever, you know, that you feel. One of the other things I noticed the other day was somebody had written something, was sending it out about reading the labels on packets, you know, what to look for. I think, you know, the less that you read out of packets and boxes, the less that you have to worry about reading the labels. So, you know, fresh is best if you can do that, or stuff that you know. And again, you know, trying to look at opportunities to grow your own vegetables. One, it may not be cheaper. It may actually be cheaper to go down to the supermarket and buy them, but you'll know where it's come from. You'll know what's been put on it. You'll know whether, you know, it's been drenched in chemicals. So, you know, this is the debate I always have with my husband. He'll say, but, you know, why do you want to grow it? It's just as cheap as the supermarket. But I like the fact that I know where that's come from and what, you know, what's on it. So have a think about that, lightening up again. And amazingly, if you actually look, hi, Mike, how are you going? If you look at, you know, harvesting, hi, Tracy, you are there, awesome. If you look at harvesting out of your own garden, then you are going to, you know, you're actually going to see how little you actually do go through throwing. A lot of people throw out, you know, $20 or $30 worth of fruit and vegetables out of their fridge at the end of a week when, you know, if you actually go out and pick it from your garden, you're going to have it all sitting in the fridge being wasteful. Plus, you think about putting it down in the freezer, you know, when you've got an abundance of things. So just have a think about some of these little ideas. Tracy said she's fine with the results being shared. I knew that, so that's why. So that's an awesome result, Tracy. Is there anything you'd like to type in and share with the other people, because this is your last call tonight, about, you know, what it was that made you feel like you you know, that helped you get where you were, anything to share with people in terms of to help them focus going forward for those that have still got 4 or 8 weeks, 10 weeks to go about, I think, for some people. So anything you want to share, and Tracy, I'll come back and refresh in a minute and I'll read it out because, you know, people love to hear from each other about, you know, what it is that you would recommend that people do. Right, I'm just going to have a look what Hayley's got here. So another one was 10.5 kilos, which again, pretty awesome weight loss. So yeah, if you want to share, just type it in. If you don't, a lot of people don't like to share, that's fine. All right, I'm just going to get back to my notes now. So toss out the junk food. Seriously, think about cleaning out your pantry, your fridge, your freezer, whatever it is that you can do. The other thing too is actually to arm yourself with the recipe. So if there are recipes in your 112-day challenge cookbook that you haven't cooked, I suggest that you don't need more recipe books. You just need to cook what it is that's in there to try them at least once. I was one of those people who were guilty of, not guilty, but I preferred to actually put my ingredients together and make my own recipes, and that's great, but one of the things that when you cook your way through the cookbook, you like to expose yourself to tastes and things that you might not have eaten. So, you know, do think about it. Also think about, you know, making sure that you possibly cook in bulk sometimes. When it's cold weather, like we're having a snap of it in Christchurch at the moment, it's much easier to stick to healthy eating if you've prepared it in advance. So, you know, cook good batches of the soups and, you know, the stews and those sorts of things so that it is easier for you. If you get home at the end of the day, and especially, you know, like Mike, I remember you used to do quite long hours. I'm not sure if you still do it now. But if you get home and you absolutely exhausted and you can't be bothered, you know, on the Sunday or whenever it is, actually prepare those, you know, vegetables and things, cut them up and put them into containers. I know it's not as ideal as actually get, you know, fresh that day, but if you can help yourself by making it easier, divide them into meal-sized containers, you know, those sorts of things to actually help you. And what you cook at night time for dinner, you can also have for lunch the next day. So you don't think that you have to have massive amount of variety. You know, if it's easy for you to have, say, the mince and pumpkin lasagna at night, and it's easier to take that the next day, then do it. There's no law that says you can't repeat your meal. And if you've enjoyed dinner, which hopefully you're eating meals and food that you do enjoy, no point eating things that you're not enjoying, you'll actually look forward to it the next day. So also, if you are a snacker, you know, that I mean, doesn't feel that you actually need to have it in between, but if you do, make sure that you're pre-prepared. If, you know, getting some almonds and then you find you eat your way to the bottom of the bag, not talking about anyone in particular, squirrel, but some people, you know, have squirrel tendencies and they're really addicted to their nuts, so they overeat them and they munch away all the time. So divide them up into 5 little containers so that that container is what you eat at work. So you have it all pre-prepared. It means that you lighten up during the week. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to stress. You've already pre-prepared and done it. Another way is that, you know, find someone to work out with. So it doesn't have to be the gym, but if the gym's your thing, you know, find somebody else. The local gym just down the road from me is $11 a week. That is so incredibly cheap. Now, you could actually afford to shout somebody. I'm not saying everybody could afford to, but, you know, a trainer is $80, $60, $100 a session. What if you were to shout somebody $11 a week to pay for them to go to the gym with you, to be your gym buddy, somebody who possibly couldn't afford it? You know, think outside the square. So $11 is pretty awesome. So the goat's better, definitely, rather than the cow, whoever said that. But again, feel free to ask those questions when Damien on, when Damien's on, because that's his area of expertise. Mike has said cold pumpkin and kernel make a great salad. You know, you can dry roast stuff or spray it lightly with oil, cubes of pumpkin and kumara, and then put it in the container, and you can sprinkle that through your salads during the week. I absolutely love doing that, and it's delicious with anything. It just adds that little bit of you know, a little bit of a zing to your salad. It's absolutely beautiful. So going back to the gym, think about that. You know, $11 a week to have a workout buddy is quite cheap for someone who can't afford to go to the gym. So, you know, just be wary of who you shout, because you don't want to pay for it and then they don't come. But $11 a week is so incredibly cheap to actually say to someone, hey, if I pay for your gym membership, would you come? As opposed to paying, you know, $80 or $60 times three times a week, even if you've got them going with you for 5 times a week. How incredible is that? So sometimes when we help and inspire somebody else, we're actually helping ourselves. So having someone there, having to turn up, means that you do get to lighten up. You have the ability not to think about it. Because this gym's just opened up the road, and we haven't had a gym in our area for a couple of years since the earthquake. I have made appointment to meet a trainer every 3 days a week just for the first month, just to get back into that habit. So therefore, paid in advance, I have to turn up. So I've lightened up in terms of just thinking about that I have to be there. Social media, we're on Facebook and we're all over the place. You know, use it for motivation as well. You know, start looking for things that'll feed your interest and your motivation. So Facebook, while it's wonderful, it's such a time waster and can kill all sorts of hours away in the evening. But if you're using it to motivate and look for things, you might find something that motivates and inspires you just by a sentence. So use social media in that way. Tracy said, I loved every minute of the challenge. I choose to see it as a real gift. I choose to celebrate the food on the list and enjoy every meal. So much to say, we'll have to wait. We'll try something decent another time, Tracy. Thanks, Tracy. That's awesome. Feel free just to, when you think of something, type it in, because I'll just keep reading it out over the next sort of 15 minutes that we've got to go. So as you think of things, feel free to type them in. Okay. So the other thing, I was reading a study yesterday about how little children are getting the opportunity to play with their parents. Parents just don't get out and play with their children anymore. So think about it, you know, go outside every day and get some fresh air and sunshine. If you walk from your lounge or your kitchen to your car, and car to your work, and work to your car, and car to your home, then possibly there might be something wrong with you. One, you're missing out on fresh air. Two, you're missing out on that important vitamin D and sunshine. So it's important to get outside every single day. Move around, take the kids out to play, move with them, find a friend, go for a walk, you know, do something, toss a ball to an animal, a dog, you know, find something to do that you can do outside. It might be a good walk around the block and then start extending it. But you've got to get outside every day. And, you know, getting out in all the different types of weather also, I think, reminds you that we're alive, gives you thinking time, and how gorgeous is it to go for a walk in the rain. So think about that. Alrighty, you guys are all pretty quiet. I hope I'm not putting you to sleep. Right, next thing. Making sure that water is your drink of choice. So, you know, making sure you get that water in. Lightening up again is just, if water is what you drink, then water is what you drink. It makes it really, really simple and easy. I don't want to go get a soda or anything sugary. So, you know, just think about making water something that's really important during the day. I keep, of course, if you've got favourite teas, you know, green tea, awesome. I'm having a lemon drink now. Hayley offered to make me a green tea, but I had a lemon, so I'm having a lemon drink. Just, you know, try and have those drinks that actually enhance. Again, think of things by at work. We all get bogged down often at work, and some people find that they'll sit on their bottom for 8 hours. They might get up to go to the toilet, and that's about it. So think about adding movement into your day, lightening up, making sure you take those regular breaks. And when you're doing an activity, think, do I have to actually sit and do this, or can I stand and do it? I did some phone training years ago with somebody about, and it was about how people answered the phone. One thing they encouraged people to do was actually stand when they were taking calls, because it makes you, you know, open up your chest, your rib cage and everything. You sound a lot better, you can be a lot more engaged, and it's great to stand up. So think about that. Maybe take active breaks during the day and think about, what is it that I can do that, do I have to sit down for this? The more that you're standing up and carrying your own body weight, the better it is for you. Maybe think about getting a Swiss ball that you could sit on at work, what are they called? Kettlebell. I've got a couple of kettlebells at work. You could actually have a swing of a couple of those a couple of times a day. If you've got stairs in your office, you know, take some flat shoes, take your heels off, and just get out and, you know, do a couple of flights of stairs every now and then. So adding movement into your day. Get your partner on board. So if you've got a partner, get them on board. You know, if they can help you in the kitchen, or they can help pick the meals, they will go for the walk, share their thinking, share their thoughts, you know, what are you reading? Make it a project between you to lose weight together or to get healthy together, whatever it is. But, you know, become your own team. So, you know, have each other's back and support each other. The last thing you want is one partner getting really super healthy and the other one declining, because I can guarantee it'll show up in your old age. One of you will be feeling fantastic and the other will be getting all sorts of dis-ease. So if you can encourage a partner without bossing and bullying them, certainly do, and, you know, become a team. You've got together for a reason, and I hope that, you know, it will continue on. People might have some feedback about that. Feel free to type your thoughts. I'm really open to it. Again, if you've got children, make it a family thing, you know, a team thing. Have one night a week where you don't have television. Rosetta was sharing with me, she went up, took her children up to see their grandparents on one side, and he's very unwell. But one of the things she said that that the children really loved was he had a garage full of every single thing you could think of, and there was an engraving machine, and there was something else, things that children don't get to see or do. And so the kids had this wonderful experience of being in his workroom, his garage, trying all sorts of things, engraving things, and he had LED lighting, all sorts of things. So just think about how you could involve your children maybe in what you're actually doing in terms of preparing meals, getting out and doing activity. You know, children often are the biggest supporter of their partners. Now, also start small, don't overdo it. So me back at the gym, I am one of those obsessive kind of personalities, so it's all or nothing with me. And this time what I'm trying to do is actually, you know, sit on my hands a little bit more and not overdo it. So, you know, if you aren't a person who likes to go out and hammer yourself, then why do it? And often hammering yourself with exercise often has a negative effect on you. So just think about it. Excuse me, make a small change and then try another and another. So each step, you know, you do, you'll get closer and closer to your goal. And have fun with the exercise. You know, challenge yourself. Everybody knows that I like little challenges. It's kind of a little personal thing that I do. I've always been a big lift rider. I've always been, you know, do this and I'll get that. And so I like to have reward and consequence, motivation. And I think it's a great thing with children to have, you know, make sure that they're experiencing consequence for things, because that's how we learn. Have you guys all gone to sleep, or are you just hanging out in the chat room? Not one word has been said. And if you have to drink, think about drinking only red wine. You know, try to make a ritual of tea, of course, but only red wine if you can, you know. There's so much when you're trying to lose weight that if you do the whole thing, it can, you know, certainly slow you down for, I think it's 72 hours that Damien talks about. So explore other foods as well, so it's food list. And if there's things on there that you are not eating, you know, attempt within a fortnight to actually have eaten or tried every single thing on your list. I know some things are out of season, but work on trying every single thing on your list. So just, you know, maybe grab it out tonight before you go to bed, and go down it, even with your partner or with yourself, with a highlighter or something. You go, yes, I eat that, I eat that, I eat that. And you'll be amazed at some things that you're not actually having on a regular basis, or you missed out completely. Thanks, Tracy, for telling me that you guys aren't going to sleep, you're just listening to us. But think about it. I remember years ago, when way before I started to know about health and do anything about my body, I actually went to a naturopath, and she gave me a list of foods, and I was to go through and tick off everything I've had, and it was quite incredible how limited, you know, my eating had been in that week. So just think about it. Have a look at your food list and think about what it is. It's the same with the recipes. If you're sticking to the same thing, while I said before that you don't have to have massive variation, it's great to work your way through and try things. So, you know, even kale. I tried kale for the first time this year and I absolutely love it. It's a very bitter, strong vegetable, but, you know, it's one of the most powerful vegetables out there. And I found a way to have it that you bake it in the oven with oil, and it dries like chips, so it tastes like crunchy chips, like crisps, and put sort of Himalayan salt on them, and they're absolutely delicious. But I recently, naughtily, just the other day, was sitting in the waiting room, and there was about 7 kale recipes to try, so discreetly, quite noisily, I put the recipes out, so I'm going to give them a go. And raw nuts, almonds, you know, a lot of people just do not try them. Avocado, quinoa, you know, you just got to try it. Tofu, You know, and also it might be that your experience has only been because you've tried it cooked by one person one way. So think about trying them on a regular basis so that you actually get to explore them. And if you need to add the right seasonings and things too, so they're not bland. You know, tofu takes on the flavour of whatever you're putting it in. So think about it. Just be a bit more open to trying things. Julie said, Johnny and I are both doing the challenge together and it's working well for both of us. We both encourage each other and great support for the other one. Definitely easy being both on the same page. And I mean, how incredible is that, that you're, you know, two couples that, you know, two people together that are actually supporting each other. I mean, I just think it's wonderful and fantastic. Lots of people don't have that opportunity. All they seem to do is spend the time treating your partner like somebody they didn't want to be in a relationship with. So I think it's fantastic that you're both on a health journey together. And you guys have incredible weight losses. So if you feel like sharing it with how long you've got to go as well, please type it in. I'd love to share with everyone. Tail chips, what temperature in the oven for how long, Tracy? Oh, Tracy, I have to be standing in front of the oven, but I sort of put it in for about, I don't know, just trying to imagine the dog. I think about, I don't know, 150, 140, something like that. And I only leave them in for about 10 minutes. They, you know, they burn really quickly, so just be careful. Mike says, nah, we're just listening. I need reminding all this stuff. I want to be able to say that even though I'm not there yet, I'm a bit further ahead than yesterday. Definitely Cal is yum, yum, yay, chips. I had it tonight. It's my fave food. Awesome. So, Mike, how long do you do them in the oven for and what temperature? I'll give Tracy a couple of perspectives on them. I find them really delicious. Kale's a little bit harder to get here, but that's why growing it yourself is a great idea. Alrighty, so where did I get to? Adding healthy things to your meals as well. You know, you can always, I don't want to say pad out, but you can, I don't even want to say bulk up, but you can just add and enhance meals by adding extra things. You don't have to stick to what's in the recipe. You know, as long as it's on your food list, you can add so much more to it. And even finely dicing kale and slicing it up thinly and mixing it into your stews just gets that extra, antioxidants and all those things in. So, you know, gone are the days of sort of bland food. You don't have to have it that way. It goes without saying, but if you smoke, you really seriously got to stop because you can't choose to be healthy in one area and not another. So seriously, I'd love to say lots about smoking, but you know, it's so addictive on so many levels. And seriously, if any of you are smokers, there's nothing that I can say but stop. And you've got to want to. I would recommend Alan Carr's book. Most everybody I know, I'd also recommend hypnosis. It's a great thing to do. But you've got to want to be ready and you've got to find the right reason. And that's the other thing, you know, if your why is not big enough, think about, you know, finding a why that's big enough. Wendy says, all listening attention to us, can I get a reminder of the brand of rice milk and yogurt you guys prefer for us to use in New Zealand? I've been going for protein-rich rice milk. Yep, I'll get Hayley to actually put that on the 112 and send it out on Monday. Oh, well, I remember. So there's an email going out on Monday. So we have managed to secure those MP3 players, and they'll be having every single 112 call we've ever done on it. And they'll be going, we only got 50 available, so they're going to the 112 list first. So that's pretty incredible. You're going to be able to get every single call we've ever had. So, I mean, it just means that you'll be able to listen forever, and the little MP3 is pretty cool as well. Julie says, happy to share our results. 10 weeks in, and she has lost 14.8 kilos, and Johnny has lost 17.1. So that is like 31.9 kilos between you two. That is incredible. That is awesome. Thanks for sharing. Great. You guys have almost lost the equivalent of weight of a small person between you. So that is pretty incredible. Mike says how he does his kale chips. He does kale chips. You sprinkle with a bit of oil. He has orange and chili infused oil, a little bit flash over them, and salt. He does 10 minutes, about 175. So he does his oven a little bit hotter than I do. So that's awesome. You don't need long. 10 minutes is all you need. Alrighty, anyone else want to share something while I keep moving? Because it's incredible to get other people's feedback and share. So, you know, think about exercise and food together. You know, if you start exercising, you'll find that you won't want to be doing this crazy overeating because you're putting so much energy and effort into being healthy and getting healthy that why would you do it? So, you know, sugar is just a big no-no and ages you, makes you look old and wrinkly, actually contributes to so much illness, it's not funny. So, you know, if you find sugary things in your food, just it's an addiction and you won't want to think about actually going totally cold turkey to cut that addiction out because, you know, it's like an alcoholic, you can't say I'm going to have a couple of drinks and I'll be fine. It might be that you want to cut it out. So if you find that you're craving food in the afternoons, a little bit hungrier, one of the things I suggest is sipping green tea in the afternoon and make sure that you add, you know, have a really nice spicy lunch so that you actually have a lot of flavours and you're stimulated. And add a little bit more protein if you find that you're hungry in the afternoon. Just going to refresh. Has anyone got, because we've got like 3 minutes left, has anyone got anything they want to share, any feedback they want to give us, just so that I can share it, because it's really nice for other people listening to hear what others have said. I mean, it's been nice that Tracy, Mike, just trying to think who else has shared tonight, Johnny and Julie, great when other people share. Alrighty, I'm just going to find my page. When we feel good, which is, again, a conversation that Hayley and I had, when you feel good and everything's great, things are so much easier. And I know, you know, for myself with the last 2 years, just I can't even believe it's been this long since the earthquake. It's only now that I feel like the fog's lifting, and yet things are really not that much improved from, you know, when it first happened, but my mindset has been able to shift. And one of the things that some of you might realise is that I've been training as a hypnotherapist and I've just completed. And one of the things that I was doing in my case studies that I found was because I had to sit with people and do a hypnosis session with them, and it might take about an hour and a half by the time I'd done, you know, finding out all the information, what it is that they wanted to do. The very fact that I sat and did a hypnosis for somebody also meant that I got the benefit because, you know, I'm slowed down, you know, my language is, my tonality is slower. You know, I'm actually really focused on some really positive stuff for people. Very positively focused. So therefore, even though the hypnosis is not for me, I'm getting the benefit of it as well because I'm actually relaxing and listening. So very calming. I must say the last few that I've done, I've absolutely enjoyed it, and especially when you see somebody getting massive benefit from it. So, you know, just think about, even if hypnosis is not your thing, think about finding maybe some guided meditation. And meditation is just the ability to let yourself have a break and a rest. So, of course, not trying to encourage anyone to go out and do it, but find things that make you feel good and relax and, you know, slow you down a little bit, lighten up. So, you know, be kind. It goes without saying. If you can spend a whole day tomorrow being as kind as you can to every single person that you meet, your day will be so much better. And lend a hand, you know. If you see someone struggling to lift a bag, you know, clean up something, just lend a hand. You know, I have this unwritten rule, I can't drive past anybody who's hitchhiking, drives my husband insane. I'm not encouraging you to do it. You know, but I can't help it, so that's my way of lending a hand. I drove past a boy early the other morning, and he was a young kind of boy racer type boy running up the road with a petrol can. He'd run out of petrol, so, you know, I drove past and I thought, oh, so you've got to stop. So I turned around, went back and picked him up, said to him, if you hurry up, I'll drop you back at your car. So I only had like $4 to get petrol, but it was going to be enough to get him to his work, you know, just so that he could get to work on time. So, and I think he was still sitting there shocked, or got out shocked that somebody would stop in the early hours and pick him up. I'm not currently doing that, but I'm just saying, be kind, lend a hand, and be grateful, you know. The cool thing about that is I got to experience some positive things from it. He did too, and I mean, he got to work on time, so his day started off much better than it would have. So, you know, lighten up, see what it is you can let go of and get rid of. And, you know, two things can't occupy the same space. So, you know, if you're wanting nice new things to happen, get rid of the old stuff out of there. Alrighty, well, it's time. Hopefully you guys enjoyed something. Thank you so much to those of you that are finishing the challenge. It's your very last call tonight. You know, enjoy, and I hope that our paths cross in the future. I'm sure that they will. Alrighty, guys, have a nice night. Have a nice week. Bye.